The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. With respect to the closely approaching midterm election, when I consider the many serious issues currently facing Coloradans, I ask myself, do voters truly understand what is at stake? Some do, and some are content with the status quo. Many hardcore Democrats and Republicans will always vote their party line and would never consider doing anything but that. Some will cross the political divide and abandon the ideals of their former party, being drawn by newly found perspectives that often come with either changes in life circumstances or maybe with age. Sometimes the impetus to switch parties comes by way of merely taking an honest look at the world around you and asking yourself whether you want more of the same or have the courage to remove the party shackles and decide that it is time for a change. It's hard to say how many Democrats are ready for a change, because the largest voting bloc in Colorado are guised under the cloak of the unaffiliated, UAF. These UAFs like to call themselves independent, or libertarian-minded, yet they do not register under either the independent or libertarian umbrellas. What UAFs normally represent is a voter formerly registered as a Democrat, or even a Republican, who no longer feels comfortable being stitched with that damning label. So, what are the issues on the minds of the UAFs that will sway them one way or the other? Let's begin by taking an honest look at the status quo. Currently, Colorado ranks highest in the nation in several categories, first in the nation in inflation, auto theft and bank robbery. Second in the nation in fentanyl overdoses and teen suicide. The statistical rankings vary from week to week, but Colorado remains entrenched within the top five states in each of these metrics consistently. These are plain and clear indicators that we are failing demonstrably in the way our state is currently being governed. Crime in Colorado is getting out of control, and there are calculable reasons why this is occurring. When you enact laws that reduce felony crimes into misdemeanors, or release criminals back onto the streets because of short-sighted bail reforms, the consequences are grave. Soft-on-crime legislation has made our communities more dangerous. It also neuters law enforcement agencies who work hard to take the bad guys off the streets. Law enforcement retirements are up, and recruitment is down. Most agencies are working short-staffed, causing delays in 911 response times, and cops are burdened by having to work harder to hold the fort down. The inflation rate in Colorado, highest in the nation, has been driven up by the numerous bills passed in the Colorado legislature over the past 4 years that are crushing our oil and gas industry. These same bills, fees and regulations, also drive up the costs of commercial and residential building projects. The primary factor catapulting the Democrats' economy-killing agenda has been the radical climate change obsession and the ensuing climate change emergency declared by Governor Polis in 2019. This topic is worthy of an honest discussion, but if I were asked, I would say to the climate activist, please slow your roll and work smartly towards the transition to cleaner energy sources in a way that doesn't put me in the poorhouse first. I personally have many friends and family members that currently are unable to afford to buy a home or rent an apartment. I would bet that many of you reading can think of someone right now in that same predicament. So, what will determine whether UAFs fill in the D or R bubbles on their ballots in the coming days? Will they choose to elect more of the same, or are they ready for a change? Republicans will unburden the energy industry and stimulate small business owner profitability with fewer regulations, lower taxes, and reduced fees. This will have a trickle-down effect on our economy with more jobs and lower costs on goods and homes. Republicans will be tough on crime and stand with law enforcement. What Republicans won't do this election cycle is overturn the 2020 election or change Colorado abortion law. George Tristan.